went started from Sivov because he didn't want to pick up the middle of hay, which makes sense. So we have to finish off hay, and then we pick up where he's holding the middle of Zion. So pick up the middle of Zion. So let's start from hay. We were holding Mishapura. Mishapura is a cotton iron. So that's really, let's pick up on the remark. Okay, so we're in the second line, page in Amud Chafav, in the Ramah. Oy yesh machmirim l'chadchila shalemalas minayin b'chemetz yayin. If you have a large barrel which contains wine or vinegar, Chafav amud Aleph, at the end of the second line. Right, so oh yesh machmirim, there's another chumrah, so you have it. Oh yesh machmirim lechatchila shlo lemalas min yayin v'chemetz yayin teich shlesh mim the pesach b'kli chometz. You shouldn't use. A person wants to draw or dip into this large container of wine with a kli to pull out wine to use for pesach. That kli which he uses to draw the wine or the vinegar should not be a kli chometz. V'imilu tosh shem yom noigim shalol lishtoyse b'pesach. We don't use that wine on Pesach. But mekel like he said, but a person who's mekel is not really losing too much. Kol shkem mevachem shen yayim v'chemetz motzi, especially where the wine and vinegar are not so available. So to ignore that wine, as it were, like sort of like waste it, we're not going to make you do in that situation. If your person wants to make all, that's okay. Can you really? Okay, what's this about? So I see Mr. Burup and Sukkot and Ayin. Shalom the Malas. So it's a learner. Kishabor the Malas, Chavas Yayin the Pesach. I want to fill up a container for wine for Pesach. Don't put it into a kli chometz. After stam kelim the kiyim hen, because the kli is going to be is clean. Vein behem lichluch be'en. There's no actual substance of chometz in it. Rak balua b'sechad. It's just absorbed in the walls. Ubalua enu niflad ayyadei tzarnan. And cold water doesn't pull out what's absorbed in the walls, or cold wine. Doesn't pull, coming cold in a sense, is not Yatzeletas boy, does not pull out any flavor. So, therefore, Mikra then it should be mutter, but there's a chumra not to do it. Maybe there's a little bit of chometz there, etc. Now, v'mekel lehifsid, first was mekel, v'makli ha'yumarik v'shutav, if it was, you know the kli was washed. Marika Shutta means it's washed inside and out. Shor the Kuliyam, everybody agrees that that's mutter, because you know that any chametz has been removed. Unless the vinegar or the wine stayed in the container for 24 hours, then we have a different problem. It's going to absorb flavor from the walls. Now, he says 24 hours, which means he's telling me, even though we're talking about vinegar, which it has a strong flavor, we might have argued that vinegar does not lead 24 hours to absorb flavor. The bechametz bin agam kein meisleis by vinegar also requires 24 hours to get a loch of kavish kamavushal. The Shartzian points out that is a shach in Yerodeo, and it's rishchalish, it's a grua. All this is not like the Magen Avraham. The like Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says if you have a very strong vinegar that has been like a davar chorif, which does not need 24 hours to get a halacha of kavush.
Where's this kavush? You're saying if it was soaked in vinegar for even a short amount of time.
Then the shear would be the time it takes to put on the fire to heat it up, which is 18 minutes. Usually something would be 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's what Magen Avraham says, but the Mishmar is paskin not like that. And We're in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tafim Zayin Sivkatan Ayin Aleph.
Thank you.
Rabbi said Morek Peshita the other night was hot water rinsed with cold.
Murek means to wash it out, and shutav, then you rinse it off. So also filo ena binyamay also. So if it sat there for 24 hours, so it's gonna be a problem. Now, 1 second, lecharetz nois and tam lifgam. So we're gonna give vinegar the din of it needs 24 hours to absorb flavor. But once it absorbs flavor, we say, 1 second, well, who cares what the flavor is? It's an old flavor, because by the time it absorbed the flavor, it's 24 hours since the flavor went in. That much we're going to say, Chayimitz is like a davar charif, and it makes the flavor unstale. Well, if you feel like a binyama, even though the kli is not a binyama, it's also the churvi mashulei, the shevach, the sharpness of the vinegar will make the flavor, which is absorbed, be considered beneficial. So he doesn't have the head of nothing time we've got. So if the kli, which you drew the vinegar, if it sat, the vinegar sat in the kli, the chametz took a kli for 24 hours, and the kli had been previously used for hot chametz, so now the vinegar can't be used in Pesach. Okay. B'mekayim Hashem arvin tzukr b'chametz yayin, the places where they add sugar to their vinegar, and it's topic of on Pesach, you can't use that on Pesach, because there was a problem with their sugar, that a lot of times there was flour would be found in the sugar. On considering on Kedem Pesach, unless you would strain it before Pesach.
You can't strain out flour.
You could strain out or small pieces of there was apparently the problem was the concern with this is the Sharzin's concern was Kemach. We said over there that if you use a very fine, we can rely on a very fine straining, because it'll take out the majority of it, and any remainder which remains is going to be less than Shishim, and that'll be Balto B'Shishim. I think that's what we said over there. I think it's the pshat. So it'll take out the majority of it, and whatever remains will be built up a shisha. This is all based on chashash, which we said this idea again and again over here, that these are not real known chametz factors in front of us. It's a chumrah which we did because there was a possibility of them being there. But since it wasn't known to us, in the cases of hefsim merubah, we're going to be mekel. Okay. Now the last case over here of the Ramah for this, and then we'll finish Sif Hay, is Chavis Yayin, back in the Ramah. So you had a barrel of wine, Shendipku in the store of Bibotzek. So you have it's made out of wood, and it's made out of wooden pieces of wood. And so there's cracks in between, so how do you fill up the cracks? You fill it up, but it shouldn't leak out. Well, they use dough to fill up the cracks. If this barrel was, this dough was put in within two months of her Pesach, Adayin Rachu, it's still considered, it's still soft. Rasen Tam BePesach is going to add flavor to the wine, which is sitting in the barrel on Pesach. Well, so the shtoisa, in other words, before Pesach, the flavor which goes from the botzek into the wine. It's not. It's definitely shishim, and it'll be bottle. And lach we don't say it's chazav anir. Or so, you know, it's going into a lach. It's the flavor going into a lach, so it's not chazav anir. The problem is that had to work for any flavor which is absorbed before Pesach. But since it's sitting in the container on Pesach, absorbing flavor, and Pesach the issue is with mashu, so it's absorbing this chametzik of flavor, and there's a mashu of chametz which now on Pesach will be aser. But if, however, the dough was put into the barrel before two months prior to Pesach, we assume by the time Pesach comes, it's already dried out. It will give no flavor off, and therefore, Rishori, even though the wine is sitting there and touching it, it's not giving adding any flavor. Any flavor which you put in before Pesach is bottle. It's not giving any flavor on Pesach because it's no longer flavorful. It's so dried it doesn't give any flavor, so then it's mutter. Miu, but imesh kazayas botzek b'mokem echad. If you would have a kazayas of this dough in one spot, which we said before, the idea was even it's spread out. If you peel one piece, the whole thing comes with. So kazayas worth of chametz will come with one time. We look at it as a separate, as one big entity. Then chayv levaroi. So then you need to remove that chametz, even though it's there to maintain the kli. But if there's a kazayas makom echad, you have to be machmir. Which Eliyahu b'Simon Tafman Bey's Sif Sinai. That was a machlokes over there, but he's being machmir. Okay, zot the mishabura ayin beis pirish bePesach. It says pirish. The tam shenosin kadam aPesach kareni spalt the b'shishim. Any flavor that the dough is putting into the wine before Pesach is bottle. Elish also mishum the noisin tam bePesach atza, but it's adding flavor now in Pesach to b'mashu, and then in Pesach any amount of flavor being added is also. Now vav the botzek hazeh hu chametz noksha. This dough which we're using was not fully formed chametz. That's what they used to use to seal off the barrels. Chometz nuksha is bottle even on Pesach b'shishim. Well, like we mentioned before, so why in the world are we worried about this? Hachagar over here, it's worse. So the mishnah, why is it worse? Because the kima shenosin hayayin amanas lahashoyis b'sechav chometz b'pesach. You put the wine in intending to leave it there on Pesach and absorbing this flavor. So having a mavatal is the chachila. It's like you're being mavatal is the chachila. You know that you have botzik in there which has chametz. Yes, it'll be botzik b'shishim. It's adding flavor, but botzik b'shishim. You know, the chachila set that up. That's how it should happen. So it's like you're mavatal is the chachila, which is aser. Now that's not so simple. We'll see that the Mishabur himself later on seems to present an idea that. If that's not why you put it there, even though the byproduct of this situation is it'll be bottle b'shish, it'll be bottle, but if that's not why you put it there, it's not called being mevatel sechachila. They say mevatel sechachila, but a person does it for that purpose. This has relevance in other areas.
If you had taken it out of the barrel before Pesach,
take it, that'd be fine. Because any flavor before Pesach is both the b'shishim, and it's not chozim in the year because it's a time until liquid, and then in Pesach it's not adding any flavor. The problem is it's sitting there in Pesach. So let's say one of the examples which comes up is insects in vegetables or in fruits. So berry is not bottle. So if I go and I chop it up in order to make it into not a berry anymore, therefore, it'll be bought, so I can't do that. Because I'm mevatel the chachila. It goes into the problem. I'm doing it in order to mevatel the yisur. If my recipe is to make a strawberry smoothie, and the recipe is to put it into a blender and blend it, that's the recipe. I'm not doing it to bring mevatel the insects. So that's not a problem of mevatel the chachila over there.
Even if you knew that an actual insect
that
was there?
So that is a mashmosh, if I call correctly, a taz. That's a heter only makom safek. I don't know for sure that it's there, and even if it's there, I'm not doing it for that purpose, then it's mutter. If I know for sure that it's there, it's a little more chomer. But over here also, again, the case over here was, we don't know for sure that, you know, the flavor is, the you know, what flavor is I mean, I can't tell you for sure that there's flavor being added every single day during Pesach and, you know, when it's being added, but any flavor which is being added will be brought to B'shisha. So therefore, there's definitely an argument to say that Mishnah Berurah later on says such an idea that it's not called being Vatla Sidchat Chila. Okay. So you can't drink it on Pesach. But to keep the kli with the wine in it, which you're not going to drink on Pesach, you want to store it there for after Pesach. So that's mutter. Since 30 days since you put it, the batzagan have passed. So that was as I did before that you. Prior to 30 days, you're allowed to put it in there and worry about the consequences later on. And once Pesach comes, this botzek is there for the kli. It's needed there for the kli. And any flavor which is going in is just tam, which we're not machmer on tam. That there's in a beer on tam, just on tam alone. Now, take a look at the Shartzin and Kuf. See, he says that is mutter if you put the botzek in at least 30 days prior to Pesach. Even if you put the botzek there within 30 days before Pesach, still you're allowed to maintain the kli and the chametz in it, and the wine in it. You put it there. For the purpose of being mechazed the kli, so it's different than the case of using putting chametz, which is functioning as chametz. So we said before that the idea that once it's there to be mechazed the kli, it becomes bottled to the kli, and it's not dealt with as chametz. Vanyayin amim mutter l'chametz, therefore there's no problem with the wine either. So he says at the end of the day, bemes ken mashma mim b'chumas adeshen v'psokov techad oleka kazayis mutter afilu b'serch shloshim. So he says that he seems to be saying over in the Shartzi, and if a person wants to rely on the fact it was less than a kazai, even though he's within 30 days before Pesach, it's motor because he's putting it there lechazik. In the Zohar,
he puts it there less.
Even if he puts it there less than 30 days beforehand. In the Zohar, Karim Lechain. He put it there before. Now, in most cases, it's 2 months, because 2 months usually takes for the dough to dry out. So the botzek was put there into the container, into the kli, to start drying in place more than 2 months before Pesach. The Taz says 30 days is enough. If you want to drink the wine, you need at least 2 months. Even though you put it there before 2 months beforehand, since there's a gazayis, so you got to get rid of it. It was a long strip of dough which would go down the crack. And at some point, there's a split in that strip. So it's two strips, then it's two strips. It's not one, it's not kazayis mokam echad. Each one is independent. So it's one long strip without any crack in it. We're running im hoyolach, and now it's frozen in place. Obviously, if you pull it out, it's not necessarily going to come out, but when it was lach, it was all one long piece. And you pull apart, the whole thing would come out. So then Chai Levaroi, Shavuot says, Elin Kane, talk about it. Only the way you can keep it there beforehand, we said before, was the case of you use it in your kli. If you smeared it over with tit, so that's Mavatal, you know, we have no chiv to get rid of it. Now, the problem over here is The Mechaber said, if you put them there, in the yarbus would you put on the window, and you would use like a starch. They would put paper on the windows, and they would use like a starch to hold it in place. And that would be chomus like a starch. So Mechaber said you're allowed to put it there and leave it there. That the Rambam says that the you're allowed to do medabik on the chaloyin even touch shloshim. If yesh machmirim touch shloshim, if it's near ribachutz. So the Rambam said that.
Where is this?
You're reading off the side. I'm looking back at Tuf Mem Beis Sif Gimel.
That's where you combine the pieces. But around the window?
Well, that was the case over there where you glued the paper onto the window to help keep out the cold or whatever it is, with wheat starch. So the Rambam says if it's touch shloshim, so even touch shloshim it's mutter. And then b'yesh machmirim if it's near b'chutz, if it's you know, there's a gathering of chometz around the edges and it's visible.
Talked about like the macaroni pictures.
That was along the lines. It wasn't that case, but right. So the it means once you have shloshim, but v'yesh achmirim if it's in bechutz, if you can't do it at shloshim before shloshim is mutter. And even though you have a kazayas there, since it was there for the purpose of the windows, it's bottle, even though there's a kazayas, as long as it's there beforehand. It was there before 30 days. And here is the machmir. Okay.
You'd
have to make sure there wasn't the kazayas, which was visible. So the Sharatzin over here brings the Prima Kadam, asks the question. And he sends you, first he quotes the Mishnah of the Pesachim, and he says, Weinbach Renim, and the Sharatzin of Kufalov, Weinbach Renim, Karchaim, Mogan Elif, Masha Tirtsu, Akush, the Prima Kadam, The stirrup in the Ramah here in the Ramah before. The Mukadim Shloshim Mutter after Kazayas. There he says if it's before 30 days, even though there's a Kazayas, it's Mutter. And here he's saying, even before 30 days, if there's a Kazayas, it's a problem when Pesach comes. So, Ayn Shom Sharicha was that. So you can look at the Makar Chaim and the Magen Elif that they wrote in Aricha to how to answer this question. Okay. So in the Mercy of Dersha, they quote the answers that it's Chometz Nuksha, or whatever the case is, it's Chometz Nuksha, and it's covered, because the whole issue of maintaining Chometz Nuksha is the Rabbanu. But in the case of the Botzek, it's visible, so Chazal were mechayv to remove it. Over there it's covered, you know, the point was a lot of it's under the papers, etc. And the Magen Elif says that you usually can't take it off, even though there's more than the kazayas, there's no way that you can take it off as one unit as a kazayas. So we look at it as separate pieces. Okay. I actually received an email today from the Dir Shechubura and tells that somebody wrote up a summary of Sifhei of all of the various. So I printed it out, but then came out in the wrong order. Trying to get everything on one page, and I don't know why I did that. So here's one, two, three, four. guess if you fold it over, you'll end up with something which...
handwritten?
No, it's typed. So I'm going to print it out in a different way, which it comes more usable, and I'll give it to you. So he goes through all of the scenarios which Sif Hei touched on, because there's a lot of scenarios that Sif Hei touched on. So it'll be a nice reading for us. Okay, I'll send him tomorrow. I'll get that for you. Okay. So Sif Vav Yudim Moshe Chaim, and I think we're holding a Sif Zion. He's holding a pay base, I think. So let's see the Mechaber and the Ramah again, and we'll go to Mishnah Berurah. Beiser Shadochin Karim Pesach Zion. B'meduchas Mechumatzos. So you're using a mortar which has been used for chametz, and now a person takes grapes, sour grapes. Not fully grown grapes, so they're not fully sweet. So they have a sharpness to them. So the Mechaber says, if you would then crush them in this mortar to get the liquid out, to use for whatever you want to use it for, we're not afraid it's going to absorb any flavor. So as long as the meducha was clean, so we're not worried about it absorbing any flavor. Okay. Since it's cold, the no absorption of flavor through the cold liquid. You know the kli is clean, so the only concern is maybe absorb flavor. It doesn't absorb flavor, so even if this happened on Pesach alone, it would be mutter. It's a scenario. If he cut it with a knife of chametz, so you have to machmer. The stam sakin and onoki, in general, the sakin they weren't able to get it fully clean. But they didn't get it fully clean. They couldn't, but they didn't. And maybe there's some chametz attached over there, and that's a problem. But if that item then got mixed into something else. So then, in lochus lahakra lesser misalva kenya. So we said before this idea, it's not the first time we saw this already, that since it's only a chashash, maybe there's something there. We don't know there's something there. So once it's only that item is still intact by itself, it's nisarv and a teruvis, even if there isn't sheshim, but it's going to be batal.
There's not sheshim.
Even if there's not sheshim, because it's only a chashash. Okay, so I think Mishkan told me he was in Pei Gimel.
Right.
Yeah. So we said, even if it was happened on Pesach, it's mutter as long as the kli was clean. Now, what do we assume? When we stoma machzik and la meducha shi nukia, in general, we assume that the meducha is clean. The person cleans it out before he uses it for something else. So we're not worried about that as a concern. V'also l'fukir rakim yedidin shimuch lechus. That if you know, but if you know it wasn't clean, it's osur. Was osur the das kamachrenim? I feel im dochu kadam pesach. If in case it wasn't, you knew it wasn't clean. It was a known fact that it wasn't clean. So that's more than this chashash. Maybe there was something there. You know, but it wasn't clean, and it be used for chametz. That's already a different ball game. So then, some machrenim say, even if you did it before Pesach, the feeling this bracer like having the dover chorv. Even you accept that the liquid of the bracer is not considered sharp. But the pressure of the grinding process nichos besach aksas the actual adichim. So some of this ban of the chametz which is there, because you tell me there was you knew the kli was not clean. There was actual foodstuff of chametz there. So the grinding process of grinding it in the mortar will force some of that chametz to join into the liquid. Okay. Now the Shartzin and the Kuf Tazayin points out, however, that the Rabbah says that even if that's true, but it mixed in very well, and it's bottled. Even if you accept the fact that there was actual chametz there ben, but we're not worried about it. It's been taken care of. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then he says, but he actually adichim, and he says at the end of it, he says you can't. We'll wash it off now. It's the pulverizing of it grinds it in so well that we don't consider that's easily what you can wash it off. That you let just say, well, let's wash it off. It's not going to solve the problem. You know how to wash it off. Pedal. But im chotzei hanav oisabo. So go back on the case of he cut these grapes. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not considered charev. Normally, a knife when the food you're cutting is not sharp. The pressure of the knife cutting through does not cause flavor to be released from the knife. That's the only time that happens is in a scenario where the foodstuff is a sharp item. Then we said the combination of the sharpness of the food and the pressure from the knife. The duchah of the sakinos, even though there was no heat at all, the flavor is removed from the knife. But that's if you're talking about that the knife has nothing, has no outer layer of something usher on. But if it has something usher on the outer layer, so who cares about the issue of absorption? There's actual ban there. But there's chametz actually on the face of the knife itself. So if we did that before Torah Pesach, you should have to mach. Torah Pesach, what kind of Pesach? Shorei Boister, are you the Adocha Sheidichu? You wash it off, and that will allow you to. There's, even though we said before by the case of dicha, that pulverizing it, we don't allow you to wash it off because it gets so pulverized in and it gets so absorbed you can't get it out by washing. But cutting with the knife is not as chomer, so I can just wash off the surface where the knife cut, and that's it. So you wash it off. I will tell a pesach the mashu. But during Pesach, however, you should need it relying on this hadach. Things which they a regular basis. We don't want you to be buying these type of things because of the kashash of what might be there. But there, if this did happen on Pesach, even though you don't know whether the knife is clean or not, the pasuk of the knife was not clean, since it's a chashash, see this to hadacha, and that'll be sufficient.
It's because by the Jew, we assume that Zachas' knife is clean?
Not necessarily. But the point is, the fact that it's. I think the issue with the goy is that because it's being used on a case where it's. They're selling it, they're making large amounts of it, they're using it constantly with this chometz. So there's more of a chashash. There's ben, like you're saying. Where over here it's less of a chashash. Both cases, not for sure. Second thing, I think is just more like a gzera type of an issue that allowing you to buy from the goy that sets you up for a situation where you have no real knowledge of what was going on beforehand, and maybe it was more than just a little bit of chometz ban. Whereas over here you have control over the situation, so you yourself can make a judgment call. What the real reality is. So either hadalcha, washing over greater, or you scrape off a layer, you take off a layer. and that so anything which has got absorbed only gets absorbed into the outermost layer, so then you're good. So we're worried about the knife. Maybe there's chametz on the outside of the knife. Chametz of a galop pevav. Calls the im chotre by tavashen achor. It's all talking about what you cut wasn't sharp. So the only issue is that there's some chametz which is intact on the outer surface of the food now. But over chor, if what you're cutting is sharp, within the boys of the down the sirloin the hood of a chor. According to Mishabur pointed out, this achorim argue and say that boys is considered over chor. Even if the sakin was clean, you can't eat it because it's absorbing. It absorbs it pulls out the flavor of chametz from the knife, and it makes it fresh flavor. So it pulls out that flavor from the knife. Now, but who said there was flavor in the knife? So the Mishabura, again, is that ain't a daka basakan sure gillum ishtamish by chamin the pomim. It's sometimes used cutting hot things. Therefore, Yeshua Sechablias chametz, and those hot things sometimes were hot chametz. So this knife was used to cut a hot lakshon kugel. So hot min yatsa lettuce by. So it absorbed flavor of chametz into the knife. And now you're using that knife to cut a sharp onion on Pesach. It's going to take the flavor out of the chametz and the flavor out of the knife and put it into the onion. You never use a knife for hot. So you cut the onion with a knife. The knife's job was when after you finished kneading dough, those little pieces of dough stuck to the kneading trough. This knife's job was to pick out all those pieces of dough. So it's never used for hot. So, and the knife is clean, so mutter, habotzel, the onion is mutter. V'avim chatachuhu b'pesach, even if you cut on a pesach, because there's no bleas. Gimish ha'os tzakal, and shimshah by cham me'erlam, v'tzen lo mavliya lo v'lamafet. So, there was never an absorption of cold, of flavor of chametz into the knife, so, well, the pressure of the knife and the sharpness pulled out the flavor, there's no flavor to pull out.
I thought before, though, he was talking about the problem of not being able to clean even the vein entirely off of the knife.
Right, so he moved away from that. He says in the beginning of Pevov, bottom line of the Mishabur, Al-Badabra Chorif, Philim Hasakan Hoyanoki, Vada, even though it was Vada Noki, it was definitely clean. The problem is that there's a flavor absorption issue. That's only true if you're talking about a knife which had flavor in it, that had been used at some point in time for hot. You know, a person comes to me and says, well, they had a clean, they know it was a clean fleshig knife, and they use it to cut, clean milk of a knife, and they use it to cut fleshigs. Fleshig, you know, onion. I said, well, you know, what exactly did you ever do with this knife to make it absorb, comes to dairy flavor? You know, what? Where's the milk of a flavor in there? Like, you cut hot cheese with it, you know? So you tell me, yeah, you cut, you know, when you had hot pizza, you would use this knife to cut the pizza into pieces, to cut through the hot cheese. You tell me you have a hot milk mix in there. I tasted it many times, you know, the knives, by milk, flesh is much more common, you cut hot meat.
But that's only there by Basham HaKalav, it's only if it's been yamo.
Well, if it be an onion, it wouldn't make a difference between yamo or not, because of the
because it's
the record. Yeah. Right. Okay, let's hold it here.